It came quite literally and metaphorically out of a clear blue sky. Nobody saw this coming.
It was the blackest day in American history. No doubt about it.
Someone said, General, you need to turn on the television. I did that. And I watched along with the world as the second jet hit the second tower.
On the morning of September 11th, 2001, two passenger planes, hijacked by terrorists linked to Al-Qaeda, crash into the World Trade Center towers in New York.
When it first happened, and I first realized how bad it was, it took a while to understand how bad it was, and realized it was the worst attack in our history.
I remember thinking, well, the world is gonna change. I'm not sure how, but the world is gonna change.
34 minutes later, a third plane, American Airlines Flight 77, hits the Pentagon. At 10:03, a fourth plane, believed to have been heading for the Capitol or the White House, crashes near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after passengers on board take on the hijackers.
We were stunned, we were frozen. And I know in our small community, that same feeling of helplessness and hopelessness was replicated out across the United States from coast to coast.
We watched while the fires developed. It was a horrible event, but almost no one, certainly no one around me, had any idea that the integrity of the entire towers was at risk.